or his legendary quill pen, which I had been lucky enough to use to scratch my name on a massive ledger kept next door. Perhaps he might even pass me a few of his surplus words, jangling like loose change in a purse. I would look out of the window and hope to catch a bird picking an apple on the terrace, a face in a call, a snatch of conversation between a lawyer and Uriah Heep, my Lucy Gladwell and Steerforth, the dip and squeak of a stray seagull, or the lights of a carnival on the Thames. In the evenings I would look out for my father's hero in this shadowy world. I would wait, ready to dart out, like a Dickens orphan, and pick his pocket of a bit of magic that can turn a finger into a nutmeg grater, a page into a globe.
That was Ramesh Gunasekara with this evening's edition of The Essay. Tomorrow night at the same time, A.L. Kennedy reflects on Dickens' writing on themes of poverty, misery and redemption. That's tomorrow night at 11:15. BBC Radio 3, it's 11 o'clock, and now Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
Last night, I lost the best friend I ever had. Now you've gone and left me. That make me feel so bad. Well, now it's early in the morning, and my love is coming down for you. I want you to tell me, baby, baby, what are we gonna do? Tomorrow, do you tell me every day brings by the change? I'm gonna wait till tomorrow. Do you tell me every day brings by the change?
Well, wasn't the radio, the wireless even, just made for that kind of music? Walter Marion Jacobs, known as Little Walter, a magician of the harmonica, born in Marksville, Louisiana in 1930, and who died in a street fight in Chicago in 1968, where he'd been heard as a street musician before he ever made his first recording. And he went on to perform with Muddy Waters, and in 1964 he toured Europe with the Rolling Stones. That was a track called Last Night, recorded in 1953. Little Walter joined by Robert Jr. Lockwood and David Myers on guitars, Willie Dixon on bass and Fred Bilo on drums. And hello again from me, Fiona Talkington. It's good to be back with you. Thanks to Max for the last couple of weeks here on Late Junction. I've got more harmonica heroes for you during the week. A new CD of choral music by Sir John Taverner, some tunes for Midsummer, some sea shanties and music to join in with Radio 3's British Music Month. Can's Summer of 74 album, Soon Over Babaluma, recorded in Cologne, was their first album since the departure of vocalist Damo Suzuki. The now foursome of Erman Schmidt, Holger Czukay, Jackie Liebezeit and Michael Karolyi had given a 7-hour concert in Berlin early in the year, BBC sessions for John Peel and the Old Grey Whistle Test, and by the autumn had an album that ended with this, Quantum Physics.
Took his hand and she put it in hers. Wouldn't be the last and was not the first. She sang her song and she spun him a curse. Cry out for the loss of another.
Her sea green eyes never miss a trick. Those sweet mojitos pack quite a kick. Her careless smile cuts into the quick. Cry out for the loss of another.
Drifters lost in the
She picks up the tab.
She's got him flying with a sniff and a dab.
All hips and bone in the back of the cab.
Cry out for the loss of another.
You're a beautiful child. You've got the voice of an angel. She took him well, and the ticking was fast.
She shook him up, shook him from my mast.
Was not the first,
will not be the last.
Cry out for the loss of another.
Cry out for the loss of another.
And there are more bells later on tonight. That was Lorelei from the excellent and adventurous new album by Gwyneth Herbert called The Sea Cabinet, which I heartily recommend for your listening. And I know Max has been playing you some tracks from that as well. And that followed Can from 1974, Quantum Physics from Soon Over Babaluma. I played you quite a bit of Steve Martland's music a few weeks ago, rightly so, following his untimely death. But this track is one I wanted to play you as well. It's the second of his dances from Danceworks, recorded in 1993 in Pencaitland in Scotland by the Steve Martland Band.
Thank you. the sheep's in the meadow, the cow's in the corn. Now is the time for a child to be born. He'll laugh at the moon, and he'll cry for the sun. And if he's a boy, he will carry a gun. Sang the crow.
The chilling opening of Lady Maisery's new album called Mayday. That was The Crow on the Cradle, Sydney Carter's moving words, following on from the dance number 2 from Steve Martland's Dance Works. Now, here's the first of those John Taverner pieces I mentioned, which come from a new album, The Sacred Music of John Taverner, sung by the choir of St George's Chapel, Windsor Castle, conducted by Christopher Robinson. Taverner's Magnificat and Nunc Dimittis Collegium Regale were written in 1986 for King's College, Cambridge, and this is the Magnificat. My soul doth magnify the Lord. A setting of the Magnificat by Sir John Taverner, sung there by the choir of St George's Chapel, Windsor Castle, conducted by Christopher Robinson. And later on tonight, I'll play you the setting which forms a pair with the Magnificat, the Nunc Dimittis. I'm Fiona Talkington. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3.
Farasi kwa kesi mzuri japo mlabisi nguo za hariri uona najisi si yake fahari mamur alaya huyu ni kiabadi zinjibar huria.
Alamina dura, alamina dura, mili
Don't turn the boat around, let it just go, anchoring in every port along the way. A song called A La Minadora, which I suppose might be a cameo of the life of Zanzibar legend Bi Kidude, the little thing, as she was known. She died just a couple of months ago, aged at least 100. And another singer who left us this year was the film star Diana Durbin. Diana Durbin aged 91 when she died in April. She counted the great cellist Rostropovich among her fans, who said she was one of the most important influences on him, inspiring him to work harder at his music, to approach, as he said, and recreate her purity. This is a song called Beneath the Lights of Home, which comes from the 1941 film Nice Girl. In the film, she sings this at a benefit concert for the Red Cross. Voice of Diana Durbin, who died in April, Beneath the Lights of Home, from the 1941 film Nice Girl. British bass player Steve Lawson went to America last year and toured and recorded with Daniel Berkman, composer and multi-instrumentalist. The result of that tour surprised and inspired them both, bringing several albums worth of stunningly beautiful music. From the album they called Finger Painting, this is Towards the Sun. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that comes from a much-loved Late Junction album, Why Birds Sing by David Rothenberg, featuring David there on clarinet and George, a wild Albert's lyrebird. And they followed on from Towards the Sun, which comes from the album Finger Painting by Steve Lawson and Daniel Berkman, recorded on tour in the United States last year. And there's lots of good music where that came from. Now, thank you for all your emails about the song Wayfaring Stranger. I've been looking out for different versions of it with your help. And Dylan Bates has written, Dear Fiona, I was just catching up with last Wednesday's Late Junction and heard your request for versions of Wayfaring Stranger. Here's one called Subwayfaring Stranger by Stanley Badd. He's an underground musician, so his version is set on the London Underground. I hope you enjoy it.
I'm just a subwayfaring stranger, a travelling through this underworld of woe. And there is sickness, toil and danger in this dark land through which I go. I'm going there to see my loved one. I'm going there no more to roam. I'm just a home.
A couple of versions there of the song Wayfaring Stranger, which I'm pretty sure I wouldn't have found without your help. Thanks for that. So thanks to Martin Lee, who suggested the version we've just heard. Martin writes, the one version which I find utterly overwhelming and heart-stopping is by the 1999 Western Massachusetts Sacred Harp Choir, which I find very strange for a card-carrying atheist. I really cannot imagine any performance to beat this one. And before that, that was Stanley Badd's Subway Faring Stranger. And thanks to Dylan Bates for that. I played you some of Dylan's own music on Late Junction a couple of weeks ago, actually. And if you've got any further suggestions for versions of Wayfaring Stranger, do drop me an email to late.junction@bbc.co.uk. Aidan O'Rourke of the band Lau fame was inspired by Tat One. The transatlantic telephone number one, the world's first submarine transatlantic telephone cable system, which was laid between Gallanach Bay, just outside Aidan's hometown of Oban, and Clarenville, Newfoundland, and it carried the Moscow-Washington hotline between the American and Soviet heads of state. Aidan wrote the music for the PRS Foundation's New Music Initiative in 2012, and the album Tat One has just been released.
Tell me, has the McDougal clan a motto? Yes. Victory or death? Well, thank you very much. What is the weather like in Scotland? We've just had a weather forecast from London. Is it freezing or what? Oh, say, tell me, very briefly, if you will, madam, how can a McDougal who might be listening join the clan?
Well, I can ask
where it is. Write to you at what address?
Right, that's the cancer
side. I see.
You don't
have to remember the matter. Thank you very much. It's been wonderful talking to you. And if you come to Canada, please come and join us on Canada.
Aidan O'Rourke and the title track from his new album TAT1, which stands for the Transatlantic Telephone Number 1, which was laid in 1956 between Oban in Scotland and Clarenville in Newfoundland. Panther du Prince is the stage name of the musician Hendrik Weber, and I'm going to end Late Junction tonight with his project with the Bell Laboratory from their collaborative album Elements of Light. They describe it as a sort of symphony for electronics, percussion and a 3-ton Bell carillon, which itself has got 50 bronze bells. Just before that, this is the partner piece of the John Tavener Magnificat I played you earlier on tonight. From a new recording by the Choir of St George's Chapel, Windsor Castle, conducted by Christopher Robinson, this is the Nunc Dimittis. Lord, now let thy servant depart in peace. Thanks for your company tonight. Till tomorrow. Good night.
Thank you.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. Mozart opera for these first 3 hours tonight. The Marriage of Figaro from the 2012 BBC Proms. Vito Priante and Lydia Teuscher are the about-to-be-married Figaro and Susanna, with Alden Iverson as Count Almaviva. Well, as Act One begins, Susanna tells Figaro that his master, the Count, may have formally given up his traditional right to have her first, but still hopes to get his way by other means. Figaro leaves to plot his revenge, and the housekeeper Marcellina, that's Anne Murray, asks the lawyer Bartolo, Andrew Shaw, to help her stake her claim to marry Figaro under the terms of a loan which he's failed to repay her. As for Susanna, she's soon fighting off not only the Count, but also the frisky page boy Cherubino, that's Isabel Leonard, and the scheming music master Don Basilio, that's Alan Oak. Figaro then ushers in the other servants to embarrass the Count with a chorus of praise for abolishing his rights over the women of his household. The Count makes the score one all by remembering a vacancy in one of his regiments and sending Cherubino away to fill it. And there's more than a hint of all this plotting in Mozart's overture. Robin Ticciati conducts the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment.
We'll be right back. Ci destina il conte farà buona figura in questo luogo
e in questo senso
certo a lui la cede generoso il padrone
io per me te la dono
e la
ragione l'ho qui
perché non puoi fare che passi un po' qui
perché non voglio sei tu e servo no
ma non capisco perché tanto ti spiace la più comoda stanza del palazzo
perché io sono la Susanna E tu sei pazzo!
Grazie, non tanti elogi. Guarda un poco se potrei assistar meglio in altro luogo. Se a caso, madama, la notte ti chiama. Madama ti chiama. Din din, din din, in due passi da quella puoi gir. E poi l'occasione che vuol mi padrone